Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Zayin. We're starting at the very top with the new Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Today we're learning for Lili Nishmas Zachary Schwartzberg, Zechariah Moshe Eli Ben Yitzchak, whose yard site is today. There are a number of names that I just received from the previous week. We haven't had a lot of names because I just didn't get them on time. So we're learning also for the following people whose yard sites were in the past week. Karen Weiss Englander, Susan Mendelson, Gloria Schreiber, Guti Basaron, Rachel Kahana, Morris Weinstock, Moshe Yaakov Ben Yosef, Dora Leibowitz, Devorah Bas Ben Sion Halevi, Rebecca Ann Frucht, Rifaela Chana Rivka, Bas Moshe Nissan Vishay Nadina, Margaret Stern, Miriam Bas Yisrael, Morris J. Applebaum, Yaakov Moshe Ben Harav Menachem Tzvi, Shimon Ben Harav Shlomo Yosef, and Moshe Taub, Moshe Chaim Ben Meir. All the chants we learn for Shevin Aliyah from All Learning. Okay, we begin Chav Zayin Omer Aleph at the very top of the brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hamevi get, if a person is bringing a get, the husband authorized him to go bring the get to the man's wife, the Avad Hemenu, but unfortunately he lost it. And if he finds it mitso, the alter, if he finds it right away, so then kosher, it's still a good get. We're not concerned in this situation that it was a different get written by a different man with the same name to a different woman with the same name from the same towns. One can guarantee that this is the same exact get that he had lost just a short while ago, la alter. We'll have to define in the Gemara later in the shiur today what it means la alter immediately. Now, then it's kosher. Mitzo, la alter, kosher. It's still good to give this get. However, the imlav, if he doesn't find it right away, Rashi tells us in this situation, Shema may acher nofo. We have to be concerned that the original get was taken away by somebody else, and this get was left in its place. The ein zeh shelo, and it's not his get, and therefore possible. He's not allowed to go and give that get. We will qualify this more in the Gemara, but for now, that's what the Mishnah tells us. Now, if he finds the original get, the way Rashi understands this is mitzo bechafisa obiduluskuma or im makiro kosher. If he finds it in these various types of containers, the chafisa and the luskuma, the Gemara will tell us how various types of pouches that shepherds used to have or old people used to have. It would be like an attaché case or a manila envelope or some sort of a container that people used to put their the shtaros, the documents in. So if he finds it in his chafisa or his deluskuma, that's the way Rashi understands it. So he knows that it's his, even if he doesn't recognize the get itself. But he says, that's my pouch. So then it is valid to give that get. He can be guaranteed that that's the get that he was given as the shaliach to go give to the man who gave it to him, to that person's wife. Rashi understands the next words, imakiro, or, as Rashi tells us, in Dibra Masl, imakiro kosher, milso bianfei nashay. This is a separate statement, it has nothing to do with the chafisa and the luskuma, v'o oktani. If you found it in the chafisa, or you found it in the luskuma, or, oh, Rashi says, shemakiro. If he recognizes that this is the get that was given to me, if he finds it any place, kosher, it doesn't have to be in the chafisa or the luskuma, he says, yes, I know that that's the get that I was given. In all of these scenarios, kosher. That's the way Rashi understands this, that the chafisa is one case, the luskuma is another case, and in makiro is a third case. Tosos, as you can see in the Masoros HaShast, it's pointed out that this Tosos is on Chav Ches Omud Aleph. Tosos there suggests that the im makiro is talking about the chafisa and the deluskuma, that if he recognizes this chafisa or this deluskuma, these containers, these pouches, the attaché case as being his, so then even if he doesn't recognize the get, so then it's good. But he has to have a recognition that this chafisa or this deluskuma is his. It's not talking about im makiro as a separate thing. It's the chafisa and the deluskuma im makiro. Then it's valid to give the get inside of it. Okay. Gemara starts off and says, this seems to go against a different Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Ches, and it says over there, Reminu Motso Gitei Noshim. There it says, if a man finds various documents, including Gitei Noshim and or Vishichruri Avadim, he finds documents that a slave is no longer an Eved Kanani, he's now Eved Meshuchor, or a Daitiki. Rashi reminds us that the Daitiki is Tzavos Shchiv Meira Da Tehei Lemeikam. That's what Daitiki means. This shall be codified. Technically, the words of the Divrei Shrivner are Kichsuvim Unchem Mesurim Dami, but then they would write them down, so therefore we'd have a document what it was. So this is called a Daitiki, Da Tehei Lemeikam. or you find documents that are matanos, so-and-so gifted something to somebody else, vishovin, or a receipt saying that such-and-such was paid back. If you find any of these documents, then harei ze lo yachzir, the person who finds it is not letting go return it. Rashi explains, lo yachzir, lo lebal, not to the husband, for example, in the case of the get, or to the owner of the document, the lo leisha, not to the wife in this case. And the same thing would be the kein shichu, you can't give it to the owner of the slave, or to the slave. All of them are the same way. You can't give it back to the sick person. You can't give it back to the person who was intended to be given to. The present, you can't give it back to the donor or to the person who received it. The shovrin, the receipts, you can't give it back to either party. Because, sha'ani omer, because we can say, kisuvim hayu, maybe they were written in all fairness and honesty, but they never were given. And in fact, the person changed his mind. V'nimlach aleihem shelo litnan. The person changed his mind. I'm not giving you this matana, I'm not giving you this gift, I'm not giving you this payment, and therefore, all of these documents, including the shichur avodim and the gitei noshim, maybe never were handed over. So therefore, they're effectuated, and therefore, the woman's not divorced. So therefore, though we have a divorce document, the woman never received it. She's not divorced. And therefore, if you find it, and you don't know if it was given or not, so then you're not allowed to go and give it. Now, ha amar chenu, now here's the question. This is what the Mishnah in Bava Metzia said, but it implies that only because the husband didn't say, go give that get to my wife. If the husband says, yes, go give that get to my wife, it's my get. No, we do go and give the get on his behalf. Now, here's the problem. This could be even after a long period of time, not li'alter. Our Mishnah said, if you lost it and then mitzol li'alter, it's kosher. But imlav, our Mishnah said, if you don't find it li'alter, then you can't give it. But here, this Mishnah in Bava Metzia seems to imply that you can even give it at a much later point in time if it's found. So there's a steer between our Mishnah that says it only can be given la'alter, otherwise you have to be concerned that it's a different get, and the Mishnah above the Metziah, which seems to say that we don't have to be concerned, even if you find it lizman meruba, you can go and give it. So there seems to be a steer between our Mishnah and above the Metziah. So Rabba tells us there's no steer. I'm a Rabba, lo kasha. Rabba explains that there's no steer because they're talking about different scenarios. Kan, in our Mishnah, we're talking about bimokom shahashayaros mitsuyos. We're talking about there are a lot of caravans over here. In other words, this is a place that there are a lot of, Rashi says, ovrim vishovim. There are a lot of passerbys over here. And therefore, you have to be concerned. Shama may ovrim vishovim acherim nafal. That this is no good because we have to be concerned that it really isn't this person's get. There has to be another person that has the same name. And the person's wife has the same name as the other person's wife, and therefore it's technically not their get. It's somebody else's get. It wasn't written lishma, and therefore you can't give it. That's in our case, our Mishnah says only the altar. If you find it right away, so then you can assume it's the same get. But if it took you a while to find it, you only find it later on. You have to be concerned that your original get was lost, and this is somebody else's get, because there's a lot of passerbys over here. B'makom shayshayoros mitzuyos. There's a lot of people coming over here, a lot of caravans over here. But in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, where we said it's acceptable, even Lizman Meruba, there it's talking about Khan. In that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, B'makom she'ena shayaros mitzuyos, that there aren't a lot of people going over there, and therefore there is no concern that this is not the same exact get. Now, the Gemara continues. Rashi explains the next statement is not from Rabba himself, but is consistent with what Rabba said, and it's a further explanation of Rabba. The Gemara then says, "Vafilu b'makom shashiyaros bitzuyos." Rabba had said in our Mishnah it was the place of b'makom shashiyaros bitzuyos, and that's why it's no good, because we have to be concerned if you don't find it right away that it's actually somebody else's get. So the Gemara further states and qualifies Rabba's statement that even where Rabba said that there are makom shashiyaros bitzuyos that would not be good if you didn't find it out there, but that's only in a scenario where you need both of these two findings. One, that there's shayaros mitzuyos, there are a lot of people going over there, and number two, v'u shehuchsuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon bi'ir achas, that there are known to us, that there are two people with the name of Yosef ben Shimon, they're the husbands, they're two guys with the same exact name, Yosef ben Shimon, they have the exact same names in their wives, they both come from this city. So you have to be concerned in that situation, and only in that situation, we have both of these criteria being met. Number one, that there's a lot of people going over there, Shaisharos Mitsuyos, and number two, that we know for a fact that there are two people that have the same husband's name and the same wife's name in that city. Tosfos says you don't have to worry about another city. That would be too far-fetched to be concerned about that. That's why it only mentions this scenario. But you need both of these criteria in order for us to say that only mitzvah la'altar is kosher, but if lezman meruba, it's no good. Our Mishnah says that you have to have both of these characteristics, that you know for a fact that there's somebody else with that name in this town, and there are a lot of people over here. But if there is nobody in that town with the same name, then even where there's a lot of caravans there, if you find it lezman meruba, it is acceptable. Because if you don't say it like this, the Gemara says, then we would have a kasha that Rabba would seem to contradict himself here and elsewhere. Here, Rabba just said the difference is between Kan Shasharis Mitsuyos and Kan Shain Sharis Mitsuyos. But if you don't add this second factor, then Rabba would contradict himself. Where do we see that Rabba would have contradicted himself if you don't explain it the way we just did? Because the Haugito, the Ishtakach Beidino de Rav Huna, there once was a get that was being brought into Rav Huna's court to be authenticated, and they found it there, but it didn't come with the Shaliach. They found it there. Gito de Ishtakach Beidino de Rav Huna. V'ave Kosid Bey, and it was written in this get that this was written. The Shivire Masa, that's the name of a place, Shivire, which is a town, the Al Rochis Nara, that is on a certain river called the Rochis Nara, the river Rochis. Now, there was a person then who said, hey, that's my get. I was assigned to deliver that get. I lost it. That is my get. So V'amar Rav Huna said, and on the side of the Masar Sashas, he brings down from Tosos in Baba Basra, She'ela Hu. This is a question the Rav Huna is now posing. Do we have to be Choshishin Lishnei Shviri? Do we have to be concerned over here that there is this person saying, hey, that's my get that I brought from Shviri, which is a town on this river, Rochis. Do we have to be concerned that there's another Shviri and that get was actually written by a different husband for his wife, has exact same names, in this other city, Shviri? That's what we're asking right now. And the simple way to understand this is Rav Huna was posing this as a shaila. Do we or do we not have to be concerned about this? And in fact, Rashi has the girsa, chayshinon, instead of choshishin. Do we have to be concerned? That's the Masar Sashas, based on the Tosfos elsewhere, says this is a shaila that he was asking, a question. Maybe shema lo zehu shenafal mizet. Maybe this wasn't this guy, the shaliach over here, who says, hey, that's my get. Maybe it's from somebody else, because Rav Huna's courthouse is considered a place that makom shashayos of mitsuyos. There are a lot of people over there. Therefore, now we can get to our point to show that Rabba is not in disagreement with the Rabba statement over here. Rabba over here said that you need both characteristics. You need to know for a fact that there is another person with that same name and his wife has the same name as the other person and it was in this town. As well, it has to be a place that the Shayara is so mitzuyas, that a lot of people going by. If you don't have both of those, then you can go and pick it up li'altar. So here we'll see that Rabba holds that because Rav Huna had posed this question, V'amali Rav Chisla Rabba. So Rav Chisla told Rabba, you better go and find the answer out for Rav Huna. He's going to ask tomorrow, what's the answer? So Puk, the Ayin Ba, go and see what the halacha is. So the Lord, the boy, lay me noch, Rav Huna. So when Rav Huna asks this from you tomorrow, you'll be able to go and tell him the answer. So no, Rabba went out, nofak, dok, he went and looked into it, the Ashkach, and he found the halacha, the Tnan. And here he finds it from another Mishnah in Bava Metzia. And this Mishnah in Bava Metzia says, Kol Maisa Beisdin, Hareze Yachzir. If you have a Maisa Beisdin, so then you can go and assume that that was authenticated. And this is talking about Rashi tells of Diba Masa Kol Maisa Beisdin. Hamotzi Shtar Mukuyim Beisdin. If you find a document that Beisdin authenticated, and they put what's called a henpeck on it, so they authenticated it at the time that it was written up. Reuven was lending money to Shimon, and he has witnesses there. And he doesn't want to have to go to the trouble when he tries to collect the money from Shimon. The Shimon's going to say, hey, that's not an authentic document. So Reuven preempts any false accusations that it's not a real document by having it authenticated right then and there. And their Beis Din then puts a henpeck on it, an authentication statement on it. So now Reuven has this document. He'll never have to go and prove that the two witnesses on it, Levi and Yehuda, are really who they are. Because he already had Beis Din do that. So that henpeck is authenticated. That's called a Maisa Beis Din. So whenever you find a document, it says in this Mishnah, in Rav Metzia, that has been authenticated by Beis Din, called Maisa Beis Din, Hare Zeh Yachzir. You can assume that it, in fact, is a real document, and you're allowed to go and give it back to the person that it was presumably lost from. Therefore, Rabba tells Rav Huna, in this situation, we do not have to be concerned that there's a second Shvire Masa, the Al Rochis Nara, that there's a second city Shviri. We don't have to be Choshesh L'Shnei Shviri because we don't know about it. Oh, now, This basin of Rav Huna has the status of being poshit v'yachzir, even though it has the status of being shiyaros mitzuyanim mitzuyos there. It is a public place, and yet you see that you're allowed to go and give it back. Rabbi said you give it back because we don't know for a fact that there's another city named Shviri. And to be choshesh for it, you don't have to be choshesh for it. Here you clearly see that that's Rabbi's opinion. So too in our case, unless you know for a fact that there's another husband and wife in this town with the same exact names, so then you don't have to be choshesh for it. Alma, what do you see? If you didn't have this Rav Huna staying this in Bava Metzia, so then it would be a stira with our Gemara here now. Now, if you say our Gemara learns exactly like that Gemara in Bava Metzia, so then Rabbah is consistent, and therefore you need both characteristics. You need to know for a fact that there's two names, there's two Yosef and Shimon's, and their wives have the same name, living in the city, and it has to be Shiyaros Mitzuyos. It has to be a place where the caravans are common. In other words, there are a lot of people passing by. This is Rabba's Shita. And in fact, Lamaisa, Rabba carried this out. Ovad Rabba Uvda, Bahaugito Dishtakach Be Kisna Bepupadisa. One time, Rabba Paskin this way, Halach Lamaisa, with the get, the first version of the get is that it was found in Be Kisna, in a certain flax house that was in Pupadisa. And he did Kishmaite. He held that if you don't have both of them, if you don't have both characteristics, then you can return this get to the person who claims it. So, in this situation, two possibilities. Ika di Amre, it was Beduchta Hecha de Toru Kisna. When it said over here, Bei Kisna, the first version was that it was in a place where they soaked the flax. And that was not a place where a lot of people were. And even though the Afogab de Huchsuku, that there were two people, Yosef and Shimon, and both of them had wives, Rachel. So there are two people in town, the same exact name, the same exact wives' names. Nevertheless, the Lo Shricha Shairasa, in this place where they soaked the flax, very foul smelling, so you didn't have a lot of people going there. So therefore, if this guy says, that's my get, I'm the shaliach for that get, and I lost it over there, we believe it, because you don't have both characteristics. You have here, in this situation, Huchsuku, that there's another couple with the exact same husband and wife names, but you don't have a lot of people traveling over there. Alternatively, Yikad the Amri is the other way around. It was Beduchta Dimazvine Kisna. It was a place where they sold the flax. There's a lot of people over there. That's Shchichon Shayaros. However, Vushal Huxiku, but they didn't know for a fact that there were two couples that had the same exact husband and wife names. And therefore, even though you had Ushrichon Shayaros, as I just said, even though there are a lot of people over there, but since we didn't have the second characteristic, Shalom Huchsuku, we didn't know for a fact that there were two husbands and two wives with the exact same names, so therefore you don't have to be concerned about it. Avad Rabda Uvda Kishmaise. Rabba held like this Lamaisa in this case as well. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rab Zera Rami Masnisin Abraisa. Instead of us just now having our Mishnah against the Mishnah that we brought down from Bava Metzia, Rab Zera questioned our Mishnah from a Braisa. We'll ask in a moment, why did Rab Zera use our Mishnah, and why did Rabbah use this Braisa? So, Rabbi Zera questioned our Mishnah from the following Braisa. It says in our Mishnah, Tanana, maybe get Ravid Hemenu. If you find it right away, it's good. But if you don't find it right away, it's not good. Implying that you have to be concerned that it's somebody else's if you don't find it right away. But the Braisa tells us, Motzo get Isha Bashuk. If you find the get of a woman in the marketplace, which is obviously where a lot of people go, Bizman Shabal Moda, if the husband says, that's the get that I wanted to give to my wife, Yachzil Isha, you can go. The post can bring down, it means over here, go and give it again to her. Don't just give it to her, but have the husband give it to her in front of witnesses. So now it's Vaday going to be a good get. So Yachzul Isha, you can use that get. You don't have to be concerned that it was really another person with the same name and another wife with the same name. That get is a valid get to use. Yachzul Isha. That's when the Baal says, that's my get. Ain't a Baal Moda, but if the Baal says nothing, the Baal's not Moda, that's my get. So then, Lo Yachzir, Lo Lazet, Lo Lazet. Then you can't give it back to the husband. So he can't use it to go divorce his wife. And you can't give it back to the wife to say that she's divorced. You can't give it back to the wife to say that she's divorced because she might not be divorced. And you can't give it back to the husband because now the husband could go and use that to trick his wife. If she really was divorced and she goes to claim her ksuba, he'll say, I paid you the ksuba and here's the proof. You gave me back the get. That's what they used to do. They would go and give back the get, and that's how they knew that the woman had received the ksuba. They would write her a document she was divorced, and by giving back the get, she wouldn't be able to go collect the ksuba a second time. So here we're concerned about that. So lo yachzir, lo lasev, lo lasev. We don't give it to her, so she shouldn't be falsely divorced, and we don't give it to him, so he shouldn't be able to, if she was divorced, to not let her collect her ksuba. Now, that's this brisa. But it clearly said that if you found the get, that implies if you found it at any time, not just Lialter, even if you found it Lizman Meruba. Ha, now we turn to Chav Zayin Obeis, Ha Bizman Shabbat Mode, Mias Yach Zulisha. If the husband admits that it was his, so then you do give it to the wife. Vafilu Lizman Meruba, even after a long period of time, Kasha on Amishta. Amishta said only Lialter, but not Lizman Meruba. And here in this Bryce, it says Lizman Meruba. So Rav Zera gives the answer, Mishane, again, the same teretz that Rabba gave, or seemingly so, Kam b'mokum shai shiroz mitzuyos, Kam b'mokum shayna shiroz mitzuyos. Our Mishnah is talking about where there's a lot of people, and the Braisa is talking about where there aren't a lot of people, and therefore it can even be done at Zman Meruba, at a later point in time. Now, how did they understand Rav Zera? Ika the Amre, some understood it exactly like Rabba, that the reason why we say where there's Makom Shasharos Mitzuyos is because also Vahu Shehuchsuku, because we knew for a fact that there was another couple with the same husband and wife names, who the lowly had there. And that's why you're not allowed to give the get back in that situation. Vahiru the Rabbah, exactly like Rabbah. If you have both characteristics, Huchsuku and Shasharos Mitzuyos, then you don't give it back. Vahiru the Rabbah. The Yikud, the Amriyot, say no, he argues with Rabbah. And he says, even if you just have Shayaros Mitzuyos, so then, even though you don't know for a fact, it's just a concern, maybe there are two people with the same husband and wife names, you still can't give it back. Upliga de Rabbah. And according to this version, he would in fact argue with Rabbah. Okay. So Rav Zera either agrees with Rabbah or disagrees with Rabbah, but the whole question arose because he had a stira between our mission and the Brisa. So now the Gemara asks the question I alluded to before. Why didn't Rabbah bring the Brisa down? And why didn't Rav Zera bring down the mission from above and see that Rabbah brought down? So the Gemara says, very simple. Bishlamar de Rabbah, lo amak Rav Zera. Why didn't Rabbah bring down the Brisa that Rav Zera brought down, and instead he brought down the Mishnah above the Mitzvah? That's simple, because Masnisin Alimo Le Liakshuye. If you're going to ask a stira on a Mishnah, it's much better to ask the stira from a Mishnah rather than from a Brisa. The Brises are not as authentic, not as well studied and known and proofread, so to say, than a Mishnah. So therefore, a proof against our Mishnah would be much stronger if it was brought from a Mishnah that seemed to argue with it than from a Brisa. So why Rabbah didn't bring the Brisa? Simple, he had our Mishnah. But the obvious question is, then, Elo Rav Zera, my time, Elo Amar Kirabba, Rav Zera brought a Braisa. Why didn't he bring the Mishnah above a Metziah? That's the real question. So Amalach, Rav Zera will tell you, you know why? Because you misread the Mishnah. Mik Tani, did it say in the Mishnah, Im Amar Tnu knows? Then we just said if you found it. It didn't say, if the husband said to give it, then you can give it. No. Vafilu Lizman Meruba. That implies even Lizman Meruba, if he would say to give it. Who says that that's true? Dilma. Maybe only Imam Atnu knows them, kid the Kaimalo and Lialter. Maybe the Mishnah is saying in the situation where if the husband said to give it, it's only if they found it Lialter. But it would not be Lizman Meruba. Therefore, Rav Zera said that Mishnah in Bava Metzia actually is not a contradiction to our Mishnah. It's talking both of them Lialter. And Lialter, that's the same din, but not Lizman Meruba. So there would be no stira from that Mishnah. That's why Rav Zera didn't use Rabba's Mishnah. And Rav Zera just brought the Brisa to show the stira. Now the Gemara says, other Terutzim, how we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa in Bava Metzia with our Mishnah. Now, Rav Yirmi Amari says as follows, Kigon, it's talking about a case, the Ka'amri, Eidim me'olod locha samnu, Ela al-geit echot shel Yosef ben Shimon. You know what we're talking about? The witnesses say, listen, we never ever signed on any other document that had Yosef and Shimon on it and Rachel, the wife, on it. There's one document that we signed on, not ever another one. So therefore, if you find our signatures on such a document, this must be it. That's the only get we've ever signed on, and therefore, that's the Yosef and Shimon and his wife Rachel, that's their get. And that's why we give it back even after Zman Meruba. Whereas in our case, the witnesses didn't say that. And that's how Rav Yirmiyah reconciles our Mishnah with either the Mishnah or the Braisa in Bava Metzia. Gemara says, if that's so, Ihachi, so then Maile Meimer. So, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, if they had never signed in any other one, why would we think that it's only Lauter and it's not Lizman Meruba? Of course it's Lizman Meruba. Gemara says, no. Maybe I would have said, Ma'u Detema, you know what? Leichosh, we should be concerned. Dilma, maybe we should be concerned that not only are the husband and wife the names the same, on these two Gittin, but the witnesses, there was another, Levi and Yehuda, that signed on both of them. Dilma, Isra me shmo ki shmo vi edim ki edim. Maybe we should be concerned that there's this get that Yosef ben Shimon gave to his wife Rachel that was signed on it by Levi and Yehuda, and there's actually another get by a different Yosef ben Shimon with a different wife Rachel with two different edim, Levi and Yehuda. And that, maybe you should be concerned about Kamash Vulon, so the Chiddush says that you don't have to be concerned about it. That's Rav Yirmiyah's teretz. Another teretz is from Ravashi. Ravashi Omar, you know what we're talking about, Kigon de Kamar, they're talking about a case that there was simonim on the get, and that's why it could be even Lizman Meruba at a much later point in time. Because, you know what the Shaliach said? I know a simon on this get. Nekev, there's a puncture, there's a hole, Yeshbo Bitzad Os Plonis, right next to a certain letter. There's a bays in the get, right next to that bays, there's a hole in the parchment. So that's how I know that this is my parchment, this is my cloth, this is my get that I'm the shaliach for, because I have a simon on it that shows that that's the mark of this get that it's mine. The Havili Simon Muvak, and this is not just a general Simon, this is a very accurate, definitive type of a Simon, because he says it was right next to the letter base. It wasn't just a stam, there's a hole in this piece of cloth. That could be on a number of cloth and that there's a hole. But here he says the hole is right next to the letter base in this document, and therefore that's a Simon Muvak, and that's why even Lizman Meruba it's acceptable. But without a Simon Muvak, then it's only acceptable the altar. And that's how Rav Ashi reconciles the two. And this, in fact, the Gemara says, the Davko Bitzad Osplonis is only if it's a Simon Muvak. It's right next to the base. The Havale Simon Muvak, that's a definitive, absolutely final clue that this is his get. Avo Nekev Biyama, but just to say, yeah, there's a hole on it. Yeah, a lot of Gittin have a hole on it. So who says that that's your hole? If you can't specify exactly where it was, you remember there was a hole on it, and there's a hole on it, that's not an accurate Simon. That's not a definitive Simon. Nekev Biyama, low. Now, why is that? Because Basavkale, Rav Ashi is not sure in that situation. Do we say simonim idaraisa or derabanan? Do we say that they're good midaraisa or they're only good midarabanan? So if they're good midaraisa, so then we can give the get back. But if they're only good midarabanan and it's not a simon mufuk, so then you can't go and give it back. As Rashi says, Diva Masak Masafkale, he says, that which will in the Gemara in Eilu Mitzio, Sadaf Chav Zayin, Shmachzirin Aveda B'Simonim, that you return something if there are Simonim on it. So we asked over there, V'Yiboylon Hosom Doraisa Odurabonin. Is this a Din Doraisa Odurabonin? So Ravashi Nami Masafkale, Ravashi felt this was a question over here as well with the get. Hilkoch, V'Isr Eishasich, which is a Din Doraisa, Lo Samchinen HaSimonim B'Yamo. You can't rely upon a regular Simon if it's a Din Dorabonin. Because Duma, someone the Rabbanon. Over Mamonahu, the Matsu Rabbanon Lavkia, Defka Basin have a Hefker. By monetary things, so if they make a mistake, big deal, Basin has the right to go and uproot the money from Reuven's pocket into Shimon's pocket anyway. But by Din Daraisa, you can't do that. So that's what he was Masothek over here. Is this a Din Minatorah or this a Din Rabbanon? Now the Gemara says, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the ones who was a Maisa with Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Now Rashi adds over here that this get that was lost, he was the shaliach for. It wasn't his own get. Why did Rashi say that? Where did Rashi know that shaliach haya? Maybe it was Rabbi Baruch Hanna's get. So the Rabbi Shiv says, because a person really shouldn't divorce his wife unless there definitely is something wrong with her. So Mistoma, Rabbi Baruch Hanna's wife, there was nothing wrong with her, and therefore we can pretty much guarantee that Rabbi Baruch Hanna would not have divorced her. In the Truvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, he brings down that if he himself was the one delivering it, then he would believe to be said that that's my get. But if he's only a shaliach, he's not believed. Why? Because if he was the one who was actually the husband over here, he can say, you don't want to believe me, then I'll write a new get. So he has the power to write a new get and divorce her. So therefore, you believe in Migo, since he could write a new get and divorce her right now. So believe him when he says that's the get that was already written, and he can use that to divorce her. But if he's the shaliach, he's not automatically believed unless there is a simon muvuk. Okay. In any way, Gemara says that Rabba Bar Bar Chana, as Rashi points out, was the shaliach for a get, and Irkas Legito Be Medrasha, and he lost it in the base medrash someplace. Now, he said, Omar, the people that found it, he said, I could either give you a simon on it, or I could recognize it with what's called Tviya Sa'ayin. You know something is yours. Sometimes you can't really prove why it's yours, but you just know that it's yours from what we call Tviya Sa'ayin. Your gestalt, your overall knowledge of what that thing is, you could just tell you that it's yours, even though you can't give a simon muvuk. So now, he told the people that found this get, Isimana Isli Bagave. If you want me to give you a siman on it, I have a siman, I can give it to you. If you want me to give it, tell you that I recognize it as definitely being my get, I could do that as well. And therefore, Adrua Niele, they gave it back to him. But he said afterwards, I don't know why they gave it back to me. Was it because of the siman or was it because of the Tvias Ayin? Amar, Rabbi Barachana said, Lo Yadana Imishum Simon Adrua, because Sabre Simonim Daraisa. Did they give it back to me because they hold that its siman is Daraisa? And therefore, when I gave them even a plain siman over here, it would work as well as a siman Muvak, because they hold that it's Daraisa, and therefore you could give it back based upon that. Or did they give it back to me? They gave it back to me because to Yitzena, because I recognized that that was mine. I had a gestalt that that was my get. And therefore, and they only gave it back to me with this Tvias Eina because I'm a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, they know that I'm going to be 100% emistic, right? A Talmud Chacham is always going to be believed. As Rashi points out, in Suvi the Rabbanon, the Yod HaBetvias Eina, V'lo Mishane B'Dibure, he would never ever lie. So if he says, I'm certain that that's mine, you can take it to the bank. As opposed to, if it was somebody else, so then you can't go take it to the bank because you have to assume that they're not so accurate in everything that they say. As Tosus points out, in Dibur Maskel Dav Ketsuvi Rabbanon, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that yes, the Am Aretz Nami Yodei B'Tvias Eina, he also can say, I definitely recognize it. However, we only believe it's serving the Rabbana because he won't say something wrong. Because, Tosafot says at the very end, Lo Madrina Li Am Aretz, we wouldn't give something back to an Am Aretz if he claims that it's his, B'Tvias Eina, because he says, I know that that's mine, Mishum D'Lo Me'amim, because they're just simply not believed. Okay. Then the Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah, said, if you didn't find it right away, if you didn't find it li'alter, you only found it lizman meruba, v'yimlab, posel, then it's no good. That's what Mishnah said. Now we have a long brisa. The brisa tells us, Tana Rabbanan, the brisa says, how do you define la'alter and zman meruba? Ezu shelo li'alter. What does it mean when you didn't find it right away? How long is that till it's called no longer li'alter right away? But it's not called Zman Meruba. So we have several different answers. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Sheshaw, Kidei Shetavor, Shiora, V'Tishre. Rabbi Nosson tells us it's the amount of time that it would take for the caravan to come and Tishre. Rashi tells us, Dira Basku, Kidei Shetavor, Shiora, V'Tishre. Shior, Shetucho, Lavor, Shiora, Sham, V'Lachanos. The amount of time that it would take for the caravan to go through and rest. So that's the Shir of the Alter. Tosus has a slightly different interpretation. Shetavar Shiora of the Tishrei says, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's understanding is the Tishrei is Loshun Su'uda, the amount of time that it would take them to stop and eat a meal. The Mitosh Shabotzim Kleim, when they take out their utensils to go and prepare the food, Kidei Lisod, in order to be able to eat. So at that point in time, you have to assume Chayshina concerned Shema Nafal Mehem, that maybe the document that was packed away with all the utensils fell out, and this was the other people's get and not this person's get. So, however you want to understand it, Rabbi Nosson says, Shah Kidei Shetavar Shiora V'Tishre, a certain amount of time that it takes for the caravan to come and pass by and either rest or put out their food. That's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kidei Shehei Adam Omeid V'Roa. He says that, as Rashi points out, Kloma Eina Dover Tolui Bishir. It's not a set amount of time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. It's you have a person there watching, and if the person doesn't see anybody else coming, as long as nobody else has come there, then you know it's nobody else's get. It's only possible for this shaliach to be his get. But once you have other people come, whether they come an hour later, 2 hours later, or 5 hours later, as long as you know that they didn't come till then, so then it's called the altar. But as soon as somebody else comes, then it's called Zman Meruba. As the Gemara says, Rishimun Elazar Omer, Kadeshi Adam Omer Viroa, Shalo Avar Sham Adam. I didn't read that. As long as he was standing there and another person didn't come, so then you know that it's La'alter. As soon as another person comes, then it's called Zman Meruba. Then we bring down the Yesh Omerim. This opinion is the Yesh Omerim opinion. There are those that say, Shalo Shah Adam Sham, that a person didn't stay there. As long as another person did not stay over there. First one, Rishimun Elazar said, Shalo Avar Shom Adam, no other person passed there, and this Yesh Omerim is a little bit of a longish here that says the person didn't stay there, not just passed there, didn't stay there. Then we have the opinion of Rebbe, the fourth opinion, Rebbe Omer, Kidei Lichtov Asaget, the amount of time is called La'alter, the amount of time that takes you to write again. The fifth opinion, Rebbe Yitzchak tells us, Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, Kidei Likroso, how long it takes you to read again. And finally, the sixth and final opinion is Achayim Omerim, Kidei Likosvo Ulikroso, the amount of time it takes to write the get and to read the get. Rashi brings down all of these are shiurim ba'alma nos nuba. These are just set amount of times that they picked and said that's called the altar. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Vafilu Shah Vieshbo Simonim Me'idin Alav. If, however, it was Shah, it was there for a while, but Vieshbo Simonim, and it has Simonim on it, so then, even though it was there for a while, as long as the Shaliach can say, yes, those are the Simonim on it, so then it will be given back to him, even though it was there for a while. So Gemara says, the Amre, Nekev, what is it, an example of a Simon? It has to be Simon Mufak. Nekev, Sheishbo Bitzad Osplonis. There's a little hole next to the letter Beis in the get. However, the Ein Me'idin al Simon Yaguf, but it has to be a real Simon Mufak. It can't be that they say, the Amre, Aruch, the goods. As Rashi points out, it has to be a Simon Muvok, whatever it is, that it's a definitive Simon, then we believe him even if it's after Lealter. But if it's just a Simon on the Guf, for example, Rashi says, Asimoni Guf shall get the physical size of the get. It's Kigon Aruch, it's a certain length, it's a certain width, O goods. It's a certain type of length or width. So then, She'ein Elu Klum, that's not definitive. Everybody has 8x11 newspaper, right? So if it's, if you testify it was written on an 8x11 paper, well, everything is 8x11. Oh, this one was legal paper. It was 8x14, 11x14. So again, there are plenty that are written like that. And therefore, that is nothing because yesh ke'ela harbe. So therefore, a document sizing, that wouldn't do it. But if there's a hole in the get, some simon muvuk, that would be good. The Brisa continues and says, Mitzo kosher, if you found this get, however, it was tied, bekiss, into a various type of a wallet or a purse that he had, ba'arniki, another type of a wallet or purse that he has, or tabas, or was attached to the signet ring that they used to have, that they would sign with. So if you found the get physically attached to a definitive item that you can identify and return to Chachasan and Aleph, or Oshim Mitzo, Ben Caleb, if you found it amongst other Caleb, Rashi says, in his house. So if you find it there, so then, even if it's after a very long period of time, so this is pretty much definitive proof. This is certainly like a Simon Mufok, that it definitely is yours because it's attached to your items or it's in your house, so then it's kosher. You can pretty much be certain that that's the same get that you were given with. We don't have to be choshish that it's not, and therefore you can still give it even when it's not lialter, even if it's man meruba. Gemara continues and says, Itmar, we learned in the base medrash, it was said, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha shelo shah adam sham. Of the six opinions that we gave, Yehuda Bar Shmuel says that the length of time the altar is according to the opinion that said, Shelo Shah Adam Sham. Now this we had attributed to be the opinion of Yesh Omrin. And then we have the statement, Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, he said, Halacha Shlo Avar Adam Sham, which we had as the opinion of Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. So we have Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel saying specifically Shelo Shah rather than saying Yesh Omrim. And we have Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel saying specifically the halacha is like Lo Avar Adam Sham rather than saying the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is correct. So the Gemara asks, why didn't they just say we hold like so and so? Lema Mar Halacha Kemar, Lema Umar Halacha Kemar. Why didn't Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel just say the halacha is like the Yesh Omrim? And why didn't Rabba Bar Chana say in the name of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So Gemara says, Bishum the Afchiluhu, because as Rashi points out, there was a machokis as to which opinion was which. Some had it flipped around, not like the way we read it, but they had it the other way around. They had the Yeshomim and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, they had them two different opinions, the exact opposite. They had Rav Shimon ben Elazar saying, Shalom Shah Sham Adam, and they had the Yeshomim as being Shalom Avar Sham Adam. So therefore, in order not to have any confusion as to what they really held, so Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as well as Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, said specifically the halachic opinion rather than the name of the person who said it. Finally, we conclude with repeating what we said in the Mishnah, Mitzol b'chafisa o b'deluskuma. So what's the example of this chafisa, the luskuma? My chafisa, what does it mean, chafisa? So Amar Rabba Bar Chana, chemes kitana. Chemes is like a leather a pouch of some sort, a small leather pouch. Now, normally, they would go and put wine inside of this. As Rashi says, it's something called bulzula, which is made out of leather, and they normally would put wine in it. It was some sort of a flask. And they put their documents in it, so therefore, they knew and were certain that it was theirs. Then, my deluskuma, what does it mean, this deluskuma? So the Gemara says, talika disabe. It's also, Rashi is a foreign language word, that means some sort of either a shepherd's bag or a bag that old people used to use, and they would keep their things inside of it. So again, if you found the get inside either of these items, so one can be rest assured that that get is the one that you delivered. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.